senior writer. And Dan, lots is happening, of course. So far, it's been a trading of defensemen the last 2 days in the National Hockey League. Of course, the San Jose Sharks, sellers for one of the rare times under Doug Wilson. They get rid of Dillon. Today, the LA Kings continue their purge as Alex Martinez goes to Vegas. What do you make of that trade? Because I look at the Pacific Division and I don't see a clear favorite. The only advantage here is that Edmonton has the two best players in the division in Drysdale and McDavid, and everything's so tight that might be the difference maker come playoffs. We'll see. But do you see a team that you feel is best suited to go deep and win the Pacific Division in two rounds in the playoffs?
No, I don't. The one of them will have to at some point. But, you know, and it's funny because they could get five teams in, right? It's certainly reasonable to consider that they could get five teams in that division. But there isn't a clear-cut favorite. I still like, if you're just asking me and just on paper and what I like, I still like Vegas. They're starting to play a little bit better, too. I like the addition of Alec Martinez. Here's a guy who's going to come in. He's a no-nonsense guy. He's won the Cup before, twice, scored the Cup-clinching goal, in fact. And the only thing is, though, he's a lefty. They're loaded on the left. Well, loaded. But they have a lot of lefties on the left. And now they're adding another one.
Yes.
So who's going to go over and play the right side? Somebody's going to have to do that. Is it going to be Martinez? You know, is he going to come in and play the right side, which I think he can do, but for the most part, from what we've seen from him in L.A., is being on the left side, his natural side. So that's going to be interesting to see how Peter DeBoer handles that, simply because of the glut of lefties. But, you know, you're starting to look. Mats Pacioretty is playing very well. William Karlsson hasn't scored a goal in a while, but he's still playing his strong game. He's getting some helpers, too. They're getting guys to produce. They're winning some games now, and I just still like Vegas just a hair above the other teams. And then the injuries on the, you know, on the Oilers right now might be the difference, to be honest with you. I mean, they're 3-1 without McDavid, but at some point it's going to catch up to them now that they also have Klefbom out of the lineup too, and Cassian out of the lineup, and, you know, we can go on down the list. So it might be the opportunity here for Vegas, especially when you consider also Vancouver. You know, they add Tyler Toffoli, which is a nice addition, but he's replacing Brock Besser. It's not addition and addition. It's addition.
Yes.
Subtraction.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. I think the Toffoli one was made because they want to make the playoffs in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And I understand that because you've got some young guys. You want to get some playoff experience for them. You can't just wait until you're ready to go to a cup run because you have no experience. It's very rare. You're just like, oh, we haven't been in forever, and now all our young guys are going to go to the cup the first year.
And the other thing is you got Pettersson and Quinn Hughes on entry-level deals this season and next. And those two guys, if they continue along their current trend, are going to get paid in a big way. And now you could be running into cap concerns after next season. So you want to try to strike while these guys are on entry-level deals and, you know, before you run into the situation, which, you know, for example, the Toronto Maple Leafs are in right now with all of their guys having to sign. They are now in a cap, you know, they're in a tight cap situation. They still have those guys, but they're still in a tight cap situation, and they can't really do much to alter the team. The Canucks could eventually get into that position, and now you want to strike while you have the flexibility, I guess.
Dan Rosen joins us from NHL.com. If you're Ken Holland, Dan, other fans are, you know, some are like, he's got to make a move. And others are like, well, you know, I'm not sure he can make a move. And then I look at the salary cap, I'm like, yeah, it's pretty tough to make a move. But what do you think Ken Holland does? Like, last week I was saying, well, for the last month, I thought they needed a winger. But the injury now to Klefbom with Russell, they might have to maybe go out and add a depth defenseman now that they apparently didn't plan on.
But who?
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, like, there are some defensemen still available. Sammy Vatanen is the first one that comes to mind. I don't know that I look at Sammy Vatanen and say he's a depth defenseman. I think he's a top four defenseman on the right side. And he's going to cost you a little bit more. Plus, he's got, I think, a $4.5 million cap hit it. So you're going to have to deal with that as well. And, I mean, Brendan Dillon, Martinez, DeMello, you know, Scandella, you know, who am I missing? I mean, these guys, Andy Green, you know, they've all moved already. So if you're going to jump into this defense market, yesterday was the day to do it, to be honest with you, and they didn't. So it's, okay, who are you going to go out and get? And maybe you could still get a depth defenseman, but I still think when it's all said and done, provided the Oilers make the playoffs, I still think their best move is to go out and add another secondary scorer if they can do it. Because that, you know, Klefbom will be back ideally. McDavid will be back, obviously. But they're still going to run into that issue if you're able to limit, which is a hard thing to do, you know, you still need that extra guy, I should say. I think you still need that extra guy if you're the Edmonton Oilers. I would look on offense, but, you know, maybe the Klefbom injury scares you into trying to get a defense, but where is that guy right now?
Yeah, it's definitely – well, and really, they probably need a left defense and more than a right because,
yeah,
you know, they've got Lagesson playing the third pair, and you got Jones, two rookies as your second and third, and that's okay. They might play well. Like, you know, Ken Holland has the luxury, I guess, of giving William Lagesson a three-game introduction to say, hey, if this guy plays okay for three games, you know what, if we think Klefbom is then only going to miss another four, well, then maybe we don't do anything and we roll the dice with that. So I think the next three games are big for Lagesson.
That's the other thing they could do, because I don't think Ken Holland is there to make a trade now that's going to significantly impact their future and what they might be able to do just to make the team better in the short term because you've got some injuries. You know, I mean, they have established themselves as a playoff contender when healthy, and those guys are going to come back into the lineup eventually. And I don't see – I mean, I guess it's possible, but I'm still not 100% buying Nashville. I'm still not 100% buying Winnipeg. I don't, you know, so I'm saying like that top eight there, that might be what it is, you know, in the Western Conference. And then, so that puts them in a spot that's pretty good.
Yeah, wholeheartedly agree. You look at the Eastern Conference right now. Columbus Blue Jackets, they got some big injuries. Seth Jones maybe done for the rest of the regular season anyway. But they're hanging in. But they got the toughest schedule down the stretch. And I know Toronto, it's one game, but man, they got spanked pretty bad last night to Pittsburgh. You know, Florida and Toronto, one of those two teams are going to get in, and then it looks like one of those other five teams or four teams in the Metro that are all battling, one of them is going to miss. Who do you think, which two teams miss in the East of the 10 that are in the race?
Well, I got to see it from Florida. You keep waiting, right? Like, we keep, when is Sergei Bobrovsky going to start playing like Sergei Bobrovsky? When are they going to start playing? They need a D in a bad way. And I'm a little surprised that they haven't jumped into this market yet to get a defenseman. Because it's there for the taking. Toronto is what it is right now. I don't think they're gonna do much here to alter what they've got. They are a hit and miss team. They can score, we know that. They can come back in games, we know that. But they tend to, you know, you push them, sometimes you can push them over. So I think it's on Florida now to really start its pushback. But when is that gonna happen? And so if you're gonna ask me right now, I'm still saying Toronto because I haven't seen it from Florida enough. And I think the injuries are just catching up, really, to the Blue Jackets. I mean, you look at what they're missing. When you add Seth Jones to the mix, obviously, and Cam Atkinson, they're missing what amounts to five of their of what would be penciled in at the start of the season, five of their top 12 forwards, counting Brandon Dubinsky hasn't played all year, their number one defenseman, and two other depth, you know, strong defensemen in Ryan Murray and Dean Kukan, and their number one goaltender in Jonas Korpisalo. That's from the start of the season. So all of those guys are out of the lineup right now. It's starting to catch with them. They're 0-3-3 in their last six games. They've got only 10 goals. It was already a struggle for them to score goals. Now it's even harder. Am I counting them out? No, but I'm looking at Carolina. I'm looking at the New York Islanders. And I'm looking at the Philadelphia Flyers. And I'm saying all three of those teams are in a much better position than the Columbus Blue Jackets right now.
The Boston Bruins are in town tonight. Best team in the NHL. They're ridiculous in their last 10, 9-1. They've only allowed 13 goals. Do you think Sweeney, do you think they make a move? Do they need to make a move?
Well, it's the same situation every year with the Bruins, the second line scoring. We know what they're going to get from Bergeron, Marchand, and Pasternak, but it's so hit or miss with Krejci and DeBrusque, and they still need another guy there. And Krejci and DeBrusque haven't scored a point, I think, in the last four games. So they still need another scorer. They've tried to address it in various different ways throughout the years, and they haven't been able to. And so that's why you're hearing Chris Kreider's name associated with the Bruins as well as the Avalanche. because, boy, that would be terrific. You're bringing a Massachusetts boy home. We played at Boston College. You're bringing him home, and he could go right into the top six and be an impact player right away, but you got to figure it out how you're going to make it work cap-wise. And I think it's still 50-50 if the Rangers are going to trade Kreider anyway, because it's still on the table to re-sign him. But, certainly the Bruins are in a great spot, but that extra push in their top six scoring would make a big difference.
Pittsburgh Penguins, Dan, are they that good?
Yes, they are that good. And look, I mean, their goaltending has been really good. Matt Murray had a rough start, rough first half, a little longer actually, but he's responded, rebounded very well. Tristan Jarry is still good. They can score with anybody, and they are as underrated as it comes defensively, but really good defensively. And they play a structure that Mike Sullivan has them playing. It's terrific. They put guys in the lineup, and those guys produce. It helps when you have 87, 71, and 58. Those guys are great, and it makes everybody else better. But, yeah, I think they're that good. I think they're a top-four team in the league right now. If you ask me, I mean, I think they're – of the five teams that I think are the top five in the National Hockey League right now, I think four are in the Eastern Conference, with Pittsburgh being one of them, Washington, Tampa, and Boston. And the other, and the only one in the West, I'm going to say, is St. Louis, even though they've struggled of late.
The Dallas Stars are that quiet team. I wonder about the Stars come playoffs.
Yeah, they're probably six right now. Yeah, for me.
Some of the teams in the West, injuries, like Edmonton's decimated by injuries right now. Colorado's been crushed by injuries. Columbus, if they don't get injured, man, they were making a run for a lot of those teams.
Yeah.
They would have been a hard out. But injuries have really come up and bit some teams. And thing is, there's still 6 weeks left after the trade deadline. I wouldn't be surprised to see a player from one of those top teams go down, just the way this season's gone.
Well, that's the way it goes. Yeah, and I mean, you look at the way the teams I mentioned, Boston relatively healthy, Tampa healthy except for Ryan McDonough right now, Washington health is good, right? Pittsburgh's had some injuries, no doubt, but Malkin missed the last game, but he could play tomorrow night just because of an illness. But those guys are they still have injuries with Gensel and Dumoulin especially being out, but they're big guns otherwise are in. St. Louis looks pretty healthy. Dallas looks pretty healthy. Does it catch up with those teams eventually? I don't know. I mean, I think Pittsburgh's already been through it, and they still are going through it if you count Gensel and Dumoulin. So I think maybe the luck's finally turning for them. But you never know. Injuries have certainly caught up to Colorado, Columbus, Edmonton, no doubt. And like we talked about, Vancouver, they add Toffoli, but they lose Besser. So really, I mean, what are you gaining?
Yeah, no, I told the Besser injuries, brutal for them. And I really wonder if they would have even made that trade for Toffoli if Besser's healthy. Something tells me that maybe not. So
I think they would have, because I think they recognize the situation that they're in right now. And you look at the Pacific Division, you say, why not us? I think all of those teams should be saying, why not us in that division? And I think that's what Vancouver did. And like I was saying before, they look at Pedersen, they look at Hughes, they see the entry-level deals for this year and next. So you say, let's go for it right now before we have to worry about paying these guys.
Dan, great stuff, man. Enjoy the next few days leading up to the trade deadline. Then, of course, the big playoff push. Some great races in both the East and the West.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.